Back again to 1 Corinthians 6. 1 Corinthians 6. And while you're turning there, again, I bless the Lord for his goodness and for his salvation. And being such a wonderful Heavenly Father for all that he has done for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. I am in 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, and I want us to continue on toward the end of chapter number 6 and show you what Christ has done for us, how he has saved us, what he has saved us from, how he has saved us and what he has saved us from. The Bible says in verse number 9, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." Amen. So we read in these verses about these gross sins. So erroneous. Perverted, away from God in every way. And the apostle makes a statement to the Corinthian church that surprises a lot of people. He said, "And such were some of you." And such. Now, the old timers, when they used to say that, they'd use that word, they'd be talking about something and such. Things like that. And, so it's not just this, there's other things. But he was saying here, such in this list were some of you, just like thee. The same sin, the same exact thing. Some of you were that way. Now that answers a lot of questions. Can a homo be saved? According to that verse right there, the power of Christ can even wash them. Now, I believe that's one of them sins, and you could disagree. I believe that's one of them sins that God, when he has dealt with them about their wickedness and they have refused, according to Romans chapter number 1, it's one of them things where God will finally sear their conscience. And there's no hope after that. After God sears the conscience, and only in that context of these perverted sins does God talk about searing a conscience. Not having any thought, not having any thought of wrong or any thought of God. Are you listening to me? I've known sinners that knew they'd went too far and wished they hadn't. and knew. I've heard story after story after story. But in this case, in the pervert's case, I mean, if they become a seared conscience, if they are, I mean, just God puts them in that state, or they have done it to themselves, really. A reprobate mind is what the Bible talks about. A reprobate mind. There is no feeling of regret, again, of God. They don't want to, they didn't like to retain God in their knowledge. I mean, listen, that's when God gives them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are unseemly. But according to Paul, according to the apostle, and according to God's word, amen. Listen, I am one that absolutely believes 100% with every fiber of my being, are you listening to me, that Jesus Christ came to save every sinner from every sin. Amen. That there's not a sin His blood can't wash away. Amen. There's none too hard. Amen. There is no sin too wicked that the blood of Christ cannot wash away sin. He said in Isaiah, "Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins, many, many different types, many different ways, be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Listen, if one come through here and they absolutely were under conviction of God and ready to repent and turn to Christ, I believe Christ had washed their sin away and make a new creature out of them. And I don't think an effeminate man, if he got saved, would be effeminate one more second. Amen. Anyway, he said, "Such were some of you." He told them that. Now, that answers a question for me. You know, and should for you. There are a lot of churches today, so-called churches today, you know, they say they can be that way and be saved. He said, "Such were. They're not that way anymore." Listen, the Bible's clear if you'll read it, amen. "Such were some of you. You're not that way anymore." Amen. What you was, you're not it. You're not it anymore. You're not the same anymore. You're a new creature. New creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Such were some of you. Such were. I'm glad. I like that. Such were. That helps me. Amen. That helps me. That God confirms to me in my heart, listen, that you are not the person that you used to be. When he tells us, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Well, right here, it's the same thing in a different wording. Such were some of you. You're different now. It's different now. Since Jesus saved my soul, it's different now. Since by His blood I'm whole. Amen. He said, sin, that's the first thing. Christ washed, that means to be remitted. We have the remission of sins by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're washed. Washed. Thank God. Remitted. Amen. Those sins are washed. Washed. I mean, gone. Are you listening to me? Washed clean. They've not just been Cloroxed. You know, the under a microscope, the evidence is still there. No, it's gone. Gone. It's been washed, remitted by the blood, paid for. Paid for. Remitted. The Bible, when it talks of, listen, you know if you're saved, you say, I have the remission of sins. God remitted my sins. He washed my sins by His blood. Took them away. Amen. Nailed them to His cross. He said, you're washed, you're sanctified. That means to be holy, to purify. Amen. Such were some of you. We're not these things anymore. Amen. Not that way anymore. No, now we're holy. You're washed, you're sanctified. That means holy, purified. Amen. Set apart. Thank God, you're justified. Justified. These people were guilty of their sin. Amen? They were guilty of what would keep them out of the kingdom of heaven. That they would not inherit the kingdom of God. If they came in that condition, they'd stand deceived as fornicators. Stand deceived as idolaters. Stand deceived as adulterers or effeminate right down the line. But you know what? You and I are justified, which means He has rendered a just, amen, oh yeah, or a just, you and I are just. A just order, just as if you and I had never done it. Amen. Not, oh no, not deceived anymore. Amen. Innocent. Innocent. Innocent of that. No such thing. Somebody say, this is your sin. No, it's not. I'm innocent. You are innocent. You're not that person anymore. Amen. You're looking for somebody else. Amen. Praise God. Yeah. When the accuser comes... Yeah, that's exactly what you can say. You can say, you're looking for somebody else. That ain't me. That ain't me. I'm justified. I'm justified. You can't prove it. Amen? He has no evidence. That's right. He has no evidence. Satan has no evidence. No way. He can accuse, but he has no evidence to bring with him. Amen. Isn't it good to have the Redeemer, amen, beside us, standing with us, has justified us, nailed our sin to His cross. You and I are innocent. Innocent by His blood, amen. Innocent because of Him. Thank God. When God looks at us, amen, He sees us through His Son, Jesus. Amen. God's not one you pull the wool over in His eyes. Are you listening to me? Yet it is so powerful. The darling Son of God's sacrifice and His blood was so powerful that God, listen, has accepted that. And you and I, listen, are washed in the blood of Christ. When God sees us, He sees us 100% complete, innocent. not the same anymore. Amen. Oh, yes. Praise God. I'm glad. I'm glad that, listen, the Bible says that our body now is for the Lord, and the Lord is given for our body. Our body is for the Lord, and the Lord for the body, which means we are given for the Lord, and the Lord is given for us. Amen. God will raise us up, the Bible said. Because he has raised up Jesus in verse 14. At verse 15, our bodies are members of Christ. Amen. Our bodies are limbs. We're part of the body. Amen. We're not of a harlot anymore. Look at what he said. Amen. Verse 15, know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. We're not the members of an harlot anymore. We're the members of Christ. We make up his body. Are you listening to me? We are his limbs. Oh, yes. What, know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. That law of joining is in effect still. Listen, you and I have been freed from the law, and you and I are now joined to Christ. He joined us to him. Verse 17, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. He told those believers, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. A lot of other sins you can commit that you don't sin against your body. But that one you do. Your body belongs to the Lord. Don't take that, he's telling them, and make it the members of a harlot. Verse 19, what, know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Boy, he tells us, listen, you're different. You're a building now. You're the building of God. You're the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. The Holy Ghost is in you. You didn't have him before. He said the Holy Ghost is in you. Holy Ghost, listen, dwells with God. Amen? He is holy. He is divine. He's not going to come into some demon-possessed somebody. You listening to me? No, it's got to be cleaned out, made new, justified, washed. Which we have been now. He's in us. Amen. You're the temple of the Holy Ghost. He's in you. He is in you. You have of God. You're not your own. You're bought with a price. You're bought with a price. You're bought with a price. You are the precious purchased possession. Pearl of great price. Amen. Pearl of great price. Bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Both. Both. Your body and your spirit are God's. Oh my goodness, what the Lord said he had done for us just in this last little part. You can start at the beginning of this book, and you can go to Galatians, same thing, and Ephesians, and Philippians, and Colossians. And he tells us one place after all the things that Christ did for us when he saved us. Amen? He lets you even know that he is working in your life before you ever even knew him. Before the foundation of the world, amen? How magnificent our God is to wash us and justify us. Such were some of you. But you're washed. You're sanctified. But you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. There are laws about family and titles that's been in the world for thousands of years. And there has to be, like Boaz was, you know, over there, to, you know, in the book of Ruth. A kinsman redeemer, somebody able to claim, you know, there's a change taking place and it belongs to me. We couldn't be washed by any of us, sanctified, justified, but in the name of the Lord Jesus we could be. What a powerful name. What a powerful Lord he is. Amen. And by the Spirit of our God. By the Spirit of our God. The very Spirit of God takes part in claiming us new. Claiming us sins gone, washed. Amen. I mean, that he is so holy that he would dwell in us and with us. It's amazing. It's beyond me. Amen. I love you. God bless you. I'm done this evening. Thank the Lord for what he has saved us from and what he has done for us. How he hath changed us.